afternoon. My name is Amy Sprinkle. I'm a graduate student at the University of Delaware. So thank you for listening this afternoon. I am working with Dr. Hansen and Dr. Susan White Hansen, and we are researching using pelletized poultry litter as a fertilizer on athletic fields. So let's first start with a little background water quality information in the state of Delaware. Anyone from Delaware? Great. Well, as then most of you might know, more than 90% of the waterways in Delaware are considered impaired. Anything that is in color on this figure, and let me mention it is from 1998, but unfortunately, situation hasn't changed very much. So anything that's in color has some kind of impairment. Dark blue is sedimentation, green are nutrients, purple are pathogens, and then the brown or orangey color is multiple. And for our state, this means that it is either high in nutrients, which are mainly nitrogen or phosphorus, and also in the pathogens, which are mainly E. coli bacteria. So we have a serious water quality problem. And the interesting thing is that it's not concentrated in one particular area. Most of the people in Delaware live in the northern portion of the state, and a lot of the ag production is in the southern part of the state. However, on this figure, you can see that it's spread out all throughout the state. So where does the nitrogen and phosphorus come from? 50% or more of our land area is in agriculture. Most of this is poultry production, and then we have the crop production that supports the poultry. 10% or more of the land area is in turf grass. Turf grass in golf courses, recreational areas, homeowner lawns, things of that nature. Interesting that in Delaware, in the past 5 years, more than 77,000 new people have come to the state. So with more people, we have more homes, more lawns, more schools, more recreation areas, and then more nutrients being applied to the turf grass. Interesting study done by the United States Geological Survey in 1999 showed that the phosphorus levels were elevated in urban streams. So more people, more nutrients being applied, and then we have higher nutrient levels in the surrounding water bodies. Also, Delaware, the first state, also a very small state, is number one in the United States for broiler production. We produce approximately 250 million broilers each year. Sussex County, which is in the lower portion of Delaware, even smaller, is the number one county producing broilers in the United States. So small land area, large number of poultry farms. So with all the birds, we have a lot of manure produced. The industry produces approximately 300,000 tons of litter per year. And when I say litter, I mean the bedding material plus the manure is what the poultry litter is. Traditionally, this litter has been reapplied back to the land, and after decades of doing so, we have very high nutrient levels in the soil and then in the surface water bodies. So what if we could find another use for the pellets, or I'm sorry, for the poultry litter? And one idea produced by the Purdue AgriRecycle is to develop a pelletizing plant. And they actually created this plant a few years ago in Seaford, Delaware. More than 40,000 tons of poultry litter per year is converted into pellets, and they do this by a heating and compressing process. And we end up getting a product that sort of looks like rabbit food. For those of you that don't know what rabbit food looks like, hamster food or gerbil food, that kind of stuff. Important to note that in my project, we didn't use the larger pellets. We actually used a smaller pellet, smaller size, it's more crushed. So it comes in a variety of shapes. Also, interesting news, in the past 2 weeks, it's become an organic product. So now it's a certified organic, which is a great marketing tool. It's a 423 pellet, and right now it's being marketed for turf grass. So this is mainly golf courses, homeowners, and athletic fields, which is where my project comes into play. It's actually part of the Conservation Innovation Grant, which is a partnership with the University of Delaware, the University of Maryland, and St. Andrew's School in Middletown, Delaware. And it's part of a large project, which is entitled Demonstrating Sustainable Integration of Value-Added Manure Products into 21st Century Farming. So we're looking at an ag side, and then we're also looking at a turf grass side. This is a Google Earth image of Delaware and the surrounding states. And here you can see our nice yellow circle is Middletown, Delaware. This is where the study is located, and it's in northern Delaware. And here we have an aerial image of the St. Andrew's School. So you can see the baseball fields over to the left, some tennis courts, and then we have three fields. So this is the first field, the second, and then the third field. So we have a football field, a practice football field, and a soccer field. Important to mention that these fields are used for their respective sports, but they're also used for a variety of other activities. They don't get a break really throughout the year. When it's not in season for football, it's used for lacrosse or for something else. In the summer, the students are gone. However, it's still being used for summer camps and things like that. So it's intensely used and intensely managed. The objectives of our study are to compare the pelletized poultry litter with a commercial fertilizer. We're also comparing the vibrating aeration with core aeration. So our hypotheses are that the pelletized poultry litter will equal or exceed the quality achieved with commercial fertilizer. And our other hypothesis is that the core aeration will result in a higher turf quality than the vibrating aeration. Our design is a 2x2 factorial. We have three sites or three fields: the football field, the practice football field, and then the soccer field. Each field has three blocks, five replications, and four treatments. First treatment is a synthetic fertilizer with the vibrating aerator. The second treatment, which is the treatment that the school usually typically uses, is a synthetic fertilizer with the core aerator. The third treatment is the pelletized poultry litter with the vibrating aerator, and then the fourth is the pelletized poultry litter with the core aerator. I also mentioned that each site has three blocks, and when I mean blocks, we're also looking at the wear and tear of the fields. So this is not St. Andrew's School, but it really shows the idea that we're trying to get at. We have right down the middle is where typically most of the play occurs on any of the fields. So we have a lot of bare grass, compaction, and so forth. So what we're doing on our design is that we have the three blocks. Block number one is actually not on the field. For example, if this was the football field, everything in red in the field boundary is the football field. So we're only using two-thirds of the fields. Block number one is off of the field, so this is the low-use area. Block number two is sort of like the sideline, so this is our medium use. And then block number three is directly down the middle of the field, so this is our high-use area. And then also you can see in the color-coded running horizontally, we have the treatments. So we start with a synthetic fertilizer with the vibrating aerator, the synthetic with the core, and then pellets, vibrating pellets, and core, and then so forth for the five reps. This is a photo of the vibrating aerator. So essentially, it just has a whole bunch of tines, and it vibrates a hole into the soil. It's not taking anything out. It's just kind of punching a hole in. And then this is the core aerator, which is also hooked up to the back of the tractor, and it kind of goes around like a plow. However, it digs a hole in and then pops a core out, so there's the plugs that are left on top of the soil surface. Again, this is typically what they do at St. Andrews, and they only do this once a year. And after they core aerate, they usually hook up a rake to the back of the tractor and then rake all of the fields, so they kind of distribute the plugs. So the timeline is, this is a two-year project, and this is only our first year. We fertilized in the fall of 2006 and the spring of 2007. In the fall, we applied a synthetic fertilizer of 6-16-34 at a rate of 200 pounds per acre. So this is equivalent to 0.27 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, or 12 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And also, important to note that this is the recommended rate that the nutrient consultant at St. Andrew's School recommended to them. So we're just matching what they're normally using. And we match that we use the pellets, the 4-2-3, to match that nitrogen content. We put them down at 600 pounds per acre. In the spring, they used the 32-3-4, and the rate was 109 pounds per acre, which is equal to 0.8 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, which is the same thing as 34 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And then to match that, we use the pellets, again, the 4-2-3, at 1,742 pounds per acre. So we're trying to look at this in a variety of angles. We're using a crop scan, which is a multispectral imager, and it has eight narrow bands, 460 through 810, so we're looking at the biomass of the turf. We're also taking soil tests. We're doing standard analysis, phosphorus, potassium, pH, etc., all of that good stuff. We're taking tissue tests, the standard analysis plus the trace nutrients. We're also taking penetrometer readings to look at the compaction. So altogether, we have 80 or more parameters in the study. So results, we have data collected from the fall of 2006 and the spring of 2007. So again, this is the first year of a two-year study. We check the statistics for classical assumptions, normality, equal variances, and then we use the GLM function in SAS. And we did it by field, and we did find extreme differences in the measurements, but that was to be expected because we have three different fields that are used three different ways. And then we also looked by block, and we expected large differences. However, at this point, we have no treatment effects that are significant. So there are no significant differences in between all of the treatments at an alpha of 0.05. Maybe bad. I don't think it's bad. This is actually a good thing because what we're saying is that we can match or do the same thing with a pelletized poultry litter as what they're doing with the synthetic fertilizer. So this is a very valid option to using this kind of organic material as opposed to the synthetic. So no treatment differences observed. We figure this is probably from two different possibilities. It could be too soon. It's just the first year. We've only really done this twice, the fall and the spring. And also, it's an intensely managed field. It's a good quality turf. We started out with something very good, so it may take a longer time to show the differences in the treatments. Our future work, we will continue to apply treatments and collect data. I believe the next week I will be sampling, as long as the weather is good, and we'll be putting down fertilizer for this fall. And then we'll also be doing the same thing in the spring of 2008. We are hoping to experiment with a new multispectral sensor that has an active sensor. So this means that I don't have to wait for a perfectly cloud-free day, which will be nice. We're also going to include an economic analysis comparing the treatment options. It's difficult to assess the, to put a price on the pelletized poultry litter because not only are you getting your N, P, and K, but you're also getting extra nutrients plus more organic material, which increases your cation exchange capacity and a number of other things. Also, perhaps maybe putting down less lime. So we're going to try and put a price on that so that we can compare the two. Also, we will do a greenhouse mineralization study because we are assuming with the pellets, it's an organic material, we're assuming it's 50% available N. So we want to make sure that that's true. And that's all I have, so thank you very much. If anyone has questions? Yes?
You said 50% or 15%?
50. Yes, I think the question was how much nitrogen are we considering the organic material to be mineralized, and we are saying 50% is the number that we typically use. It is just the number that's typically used in our industry whenever we use organic materials to fertilize. It's what we use. It's in all of our literature for the crop production and turf grass. We use 50% mineralization, but that is why we're doing the greenhouse study as well, because it could be more than 50%.
Perfect.
Or much less. Yes, it could go either way. Yes. 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 Anyone else? Yes, sir.
When you balance the two treatments, are you balancing it on available N or in total N?
Available. We are
about. You're adding twice as much nitrogen open in your chemical.
We are adding, we are matching, I believe the question was how much N is available, and we are putting the same amount of nitrogen that's available in the pellets, we're matching that rate with the pellets for the synthetic nitrogen. So if we have 12% nitrogen per pound, 12% N, pounds of N per acre in the synthetic, we're matching it with the organic at 12, and we're assuming that 50% is going to mineralize. Yes? I am not sure if we're going, the question is, are we going to adjust the numbers for next year for the 50% mineralization? I'm hoping to do the greenhouse study this winter. So after I've done that, then will decide if I need to change any numbers.